Echo Lima 87. This is 100 watts and a wire.
Holy moly, here he goes again. Look at this, 100 watts and a wire. It's Christian. My call sign is Kilo Zero. Sierra Tango Hotel coming to you on my father's birthday, April 20th. Some of you hippies know it is 420, but you know, April the 20th, that was my father's birthday. Thinking of Dad today, and lo and behold, I've got a little cut of time today to do some catch up with you, and it's been a minute. So I want to thank you for grinding it out with me in the community. I still follow on Facebook and Discord. We even still have the tickety talk, although I've pulled back slightly just to pause for my personal life because I'm going to get into that. So sit down. We're going to need to. I said sit down. Well, you need a drink? Bartender, please, for my friends, whatever they need. There's only two of them here. Just kidding. Get whatever you want to drink and then sit down. Let's catch up and talk about things and how things have been going. And by all means, let's thank our sponsor, BioNO Power, for supporting us through thick and thin. The best lithium phosphate batteries for your ham radios. Check them out at bionopower.com. That's B-I-O-E-N-N-O power.com. Where to begin? Let me first start off by telling you I've missed you. I've missed radio. Radio is so deeply embedded in my DNA that it troubles me that I'm not playing around with it. And it goes back to almost December, almost Christmas time, when the owner of the house that we live in, shall I say the former owner of the house we live in or rent from her or did rent from her, you know what I'm saying? The lady that owned the house let us know just before Christmas time that she planned on selling it, and she wanted to talk to us about that. We were like, dandy. We figured this could happen, you know. So people came marching through sometime between Christmas and New Year, and I wasn't really tripping on them coming in and looking around the house. These people down in Southwest Florida, they are buying real estate or not buying it. And it's based on location, as you've always heard. But I've noticed people down here will just buy the dirt. Meaning, you know, they're not looking at the window wells and the thing, you know, because some of the stuff in the house we're living in, normal people would say, I don't know about that, dude. I push the thing and it doesn't work. But they do. They buy what they want to buy. And if, you know, you're bidding against someone who's got cash, forget it. Forget it. Anyway, the house went on the market, and once it got serious and real estate agents and people were going to be milling through, I took my HF antennas down. I know, it sucked. It sucked. Right around the same time, though, I sent my ICOM 7610 to Michigan to be repaired. You may remember a couple of episodes back, I talked about the display issue I was having. And that was really heartbreaking because I was like, you know, I tried all the things, the hard resets, the jumper cables, the coax, anything that was attached or on the periphery of this radio and my antenna system. I tried it. I was going back and forth, different power things, the BioNO battery, the things that you plug into the wall, whatever. And it would crap out. The display, bloop, disappeared. So anyway, I sent this off, and it came back sometime, I think, in January, and the nice man said, yeah, sometimes you have an issue where you need to open it up, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not qualified enough for that. I should have prepared his email message, but basically he went back in there and made sure all the things were in all of the places, and lo and behold, I think that's the second time I've said that. Probably for the first time in 35 years, but nonetheless, the man fixed it and sent it back. It cost me a couple $100, but some peace of mind. Unfortunately, people started parading through the house. And when I, you know, you got to give them a certain time. You know how this works. No Sundays. We were like, don't try it on Sundays, man. We're trying to preserve family time around the Kudnik house because that's our day when we're all sort of off. But the point being, once I knew real estate agents, potential buyers were showing the house, I took my antennas down and it's been tricky, man. I listen in the mobile. You know, I've got HF capabilities there, but my commutes are pretty short. And that's one of the things I really like about the area we live in here in Sarasota is the commutes. Sometimes traffic can keep you, but you're only talking about a handful of miles, you know, either way you go. But depending on the traffic, 5 miles can turn into 15 minutes. But I've missed you guys, and I've missed being on the radio and listening. Every now and again, I'll turn the computer on. I'll try to listen to Steve and to Don do the Sunday evening nets. They've been great continuing the 100 Watts and a Wire community, making those checkpoints each week to check in with the Hamily. And although I'm not there with you, I'm there with you. So here we are. Come early January and the house sells, I'm thinking, right? And one of the things about living in Florida is that the seasons really aren't changing. It was cooler and nice and pleasant January and February and March. And here we are, April 20th. And, you know, it's you can already start to feel it here that the summer is going to be creeping in. And it's warmer. So having that gauge of time by the seasons is how I'm built because I'm not from this area. So sometimes the time slips away. Needless to say, the house was sold in pretty short order. And our lease is up in June. We may extend a month. It depends. And the point being is that your boy and his family are looking to move yet again, which is unfortunate. But this time around, we're probably looking to invest, perhaps buy a home. It's a tricky market. It's an interesting market down here with regard to real estate. I alluded to the fact that a lot of people, you know, if you're a working class person like me and probably you, you're dealing with a lot of people who want to make Florida their destination, their retirement. They've been working 35, 40 years. They've been saving, investing. Sometimes they have cash. You're dealing with people who have money, who have been successful. You're dealing with all sorts. So you can't fall in love too soon. We found a property. We liked it. We looked at it, thought about it. The price was right. It was in a decent neighborhood, but not great. But it sat on 3 lots. The landscape was magical. The house was old. We went up to see it. Come back the next day, cash offer. You can't compete. You know what I mean? That's just one of those things. Cash is king. But that's what's been going on here. And to add another layer of this, I want you to know that I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm working. I've been working steady since December. You know, it had been a rough 6 months down here. And I was starting to feel like I don't have much love at all for Florida. And then I got picked up the day after Christmas. And a week later, I started working with a theater company down here. And, you know, so I was doing some work. And as fate would have it, I spent 3 months working with them, trying to make things better. I hope I did a little bit. I don't know. But out of the blue, for the first time ever, I've never had this happen to me where, you know, I'm in a job and I'm working and I'm doing this thing. I got a call about doing some work. And it was meant to be initially, you know, like some contract work. Can you help us out here? We've got some things. This person was in the seat. However, that person is no longer here. It was sort of sudden. And I was like, wow, I don't, let me see, what is the project? You know, and it had to do with digital media production, and that's my lane. This right here, this podcast, is digital media. And I'm a producer, so, you know, I'm listening. But I'm also juggling 3 different productions with a theater group, which is It's a community theater group, and they have, you know, three productions. It's like being at the airport and watching the planes kind of stack up to come in. One's coming in for a landing, one's somewhere behind it waiting, and then there's a third one which will be around quite soon. And you may have about an 8-week window when three different things are happening before they hit the stage, you know. And it was, you know, I was busy. And things were tumultuous at this job. It was so dramatic, more drama behind the scenes than on stage. And sometimes that's how it goes. And frankly, I had, you know, I'd had enough, man. Every day was like, ugh. And I was, you know, like thinking, I don't think I'm going to be here very long. And then I get a call. And it's kind of through a thing, through a, you know, this kind of through the grapevine sort of thing. Opportunity presented itself. I went and met. I looked at the equipment they do their production with. Went to see if I could lend a hand, what I could do. And some of this work I haven't done in a really long time. And it could have been the video editing at a level that needed to be done. I was very fortunate back in St. Louis to have a team with me. I had a killer video editor, a killer audio guy, and we were producing content in mass amount. I mean, like, we were grinding it out. We had a system. So all of this would mean I would be doing it alone, and then I'm you know, doing the pros and cons, and it didn't take me very long, y'all, at all. I was like, oh, I can work there doing that for that money. It was very simple. And as soon as terms were agreed upon, I said, you know, I think I can help you, but I would be interested in doing this more of a full-time thing than a contract thing, because I think my time is very limited as a contractor for what you need. Terms were met and I jumped right in. So about 3 weeks ago, I started a new gig. You're thinking to yourself, see, child, what the hell? You got to get out of the house. You don't have any HF antennas. You don't have any 2 meter 440 up anymore because the damn lady sold the house from up under you. And then you're going to switch a job? Trust me, guys, it is all for the better, especially on the job front. I'm at that point now where we are indeed busy. There's something big coming up in the next week that I have to, it's like a big wave coming to crash onto the shore. Once it pulls back out, things will free up and I plan to reunite with you, cue up Peaches and Herb, isn't that who it is? And sing it, damn it, go on. Be reunited with the team, the crew, get our live streams going back out there again, getting back into radio. And speaking of which, I have to figure out down here my best antenna situation. Where I currently sit under this lease, I was lucky to have an off-center fed dipole for 40 and for 20. 40 meters during the day is pretty much useless. Comes back at nighttime, early in the morning, it disappears. I do miss listening to 80. I can do that on that antenna. But wherever I may go, wherever we may decide to buy a house, it seems like vertical antennas down here and many other places, people with condos, people with small lots, they look at verticals. And I had been spoiled back at the homestead in Missouri, which is still occupied by family. You know, I had 8 antennas, wire antennas running through trees, even a 160. I did miss 160 this year, guys. I didn't miss all the maintenance and going out there and watching the trees and all that stuff mess around. But yeah, I did. I think I did because I enjoy that as well. But being down here, the dirt, or shall I say sand, is premium. And like I said, the options are, you know, there are a lot of options out there, but having a mass amount of land isn't always feasible. So I may have to go vertical, and I'm starting to learn a little bit about that now. I posted a question in our Discord and on our Facebook group. Just search for 100 Watts in a Wire. If you can get there on Facebook, if you do that, all the links to all the social media are there. Join us. It is a long-going digital club, if you will. You don't have to run just 100 Watts in a Wire. You can run any power you like. Just be cool, be kind, be nice. Treat people right. I'm looking at vertical antennas, and several people have said, look at the DX Commander. So I've been reading about the Signature 9. I don't want to go too high because I don't want it, you know, something to happen. We are in a hurricane zone. I don't want it falling on someone's roof or house or my own. And it's a little premature to know what space I'm dealing with. But the prepper in me is saying, you should probably start doing that research. Find out what's good for you in a small lot, regardless of where you land. You might want to look into a vertical option. Now, radio waves, I'm told from Emmett himself that they were working on a vertical antenna. And so I've inquired about that. Also, others have talked about Hustler, that series of antennas. They've got a six-band antenna that's cropped up. So on our social media, if you have had any experience or success with a vertical antenna for HF, share it with me. I'd like to have it, the information, and to talk about it with the fellas when we come back around. Again, I plan on kicking it again with you guys probably in the next 7 to 9 days. I just have to let this wave crash. It is a huge gala. I have 4 major projects spinning that go to support a huge event. And this is a arts organization. And once we get past this gala, things should settle a little bit. It's not to say I won't be busy, but maybe on Sunday evenings, I won't be as, you know, and we can get together and start recording these things again. So let me know about your HF antenna successes for verticals. Right now we're looking at DX Commander, and it looks like a hell of an antenna. I mean, there is a 40-foot version, 30-foot version, and a big old, big one. I don't know what they call them. But he's got a classic series that looks pretty damn sexy to me. The Signature 9 is jumping out at me because it seems manageable in terms of the height. You know, take it easy. I don't even know what I'm dealing with at the moment. But there we are. We're looking at some options. Everything is on the table. And that is what's been going on with me. My children are doing great. My wife is doing great. I'm having a good time. Things are stabilized with me. I'm doing good work. I'm okay, y'all. I have not disappeared. I have not abandoned you. That's why we created this community, to have a built-in buffer. There have been times where I thought I got to put it down, and I have put it down because life sometimes won't leave you alone, right? We know about this. People take breaks and then they have to come back. I've been on a break because of my living situation. I didn't want to see real estate agents going back to the homeowner going, you know, he's got some sort of pass-through with big-ass coax cables running through it. Looks like some sort of weird antenna. What does he think he's talking to, the aliens? You know, I didn't want that drama. I've had enough drama over the last, 6 months. That said, Sarasota has been good to the family. It's a good place to be and live. It's a little expensive. Okay, it's very expensive. It is, but the arts are supported here. And, you know, we're blending in. It has given us opportunity, for which I am appreciative. Sorry about the plosive there. It's been a minute since I've been behind a microphone. And some other things, I mean, have been going on. I thought about opening it up here to talk about Bob Heil, K9EID, who was really my first mentor. I will say in this short setting that I appreciate what he has done for audio. He was one hell of a businessman and a very good ambassador for ham radio. He taught us all a lot. And for that, I am grateful. And I have now, probably back in my archive, I don't think I brought him with me. I asked him to something because we became friendly. We didn't live very far from one another back in the Midwest. And I would see him in Dayton, and I'd see him at Contest University one year. He was speaking, and I said, look, I got this book. And he's like, where'd you get this? I'm like, I got it on the internet. And he signed it for me. You know, we communicated quite a bit. We didn't always see eye to eye, but I respected him, and we've had conversations about ham radio, and I just have to say, I want to thank him. I know he's not here. I did thank him while he was here, but it's a big loss for our community, and I hope he didn't struggle and suffer toward the end. And just to pay a little respect to Bob Heil, as others have done, I wasn't as timely to jump right on. And I think there's a lot of other things that it can be said. You know, we are eternally linked. One of the Emmy Awards that I earned, because they're given to you by your peers, you know, other people in other places, but your peers vote for this, was his story. So Bob and I are linked through me telling his story. And it's out there. And we talked about his love of radio. We talked about his business and how important it is to listen in business and in audio and with radio and just in life in general. That's probably the biggest lesson I learned from Bob Heil since, I don't know, 2012 when I met him. You have to listen. It's all about listening in radio and life and business. And fortunately, I told his story, that rock and roll story, how it translates to amateur radio and his business. And it earned me an Emmy. So I am grateful for that. And for that reason, I think that we are linked. His name and my name are linked in that way because he did and does have a great story. Brothers and sisters, take care of yourselves. You know I'm coming back and I'm bringing the team with me. You will find me lurking on the social media, primarily monitoring the Discord and our Facebook group, of which you're welcome. If you're a brand new ham, this is a place you can jump back into our archive. We like to talk about life and the intersection with ham radio. That's why, as I speak, I'm updating you on what's going on with me, because I'm like, you know, usually I've been doing this every week and people find out and they know what's going on with me. I don't want you to think I just up and disappeared or I'm struggling or I'm in trouble, but we did have some rough bumps along the way when I wasn't working. Things were getting kind of bleak, but we've made it through. Things are good now and I'm coming back. I'm coming back and I want to hear your stories, what you've been up to. Please share them with me. Please look for us on our social medias. And I hope to hear you on the air soon. My biggest way to our community is now in the digital sense, meaning our socials, because I don't have antennas and that sucks. That's the first time in a long time. Look after each other. Keep your heads up now and good luck the rest of the way. And by all means, if you can, please try and stay above the noise.
To join the 100 Watts in a Wire community, visit 100wattsinawire.com.